Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Where Grandma meets the electric slide. You're listening to Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and on the program today, how music can make or break a wedding reception. And later, Edmar Castañeda brings the Colombian harp to the world of American jazz. But to start, June is wedding season, and today we have some news you can use. Wedding receptions are famously divisive when it comes to music. Some say they call for versatility and familiarity, and that's something only a DJ can provide. Others argue that a wedding is too important for canned commercial songs, and only a live band can set that special mood. Today, we'll settle this burning issue for brides and bridezillas everywhere. DJs or live music? It's this week's
Soundcheck Smackdown!
And here to argue for live music at wedding receptions is Jamie Lowe. She's a music writer and author of Digging for Dirt, The Life and Death of ODB. Our pro DJ contender is Mike Wolf, the general manager of Rare Book Room Records, who has DJed a number of weddings himself. To both of you, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Jamie, you've got over 100 people ages 3 to 80 in a room. What makes a live band the right thing for that group?
Direct personal interaction. I mean, you have basically characters on stage that bring out as much personality from the wedding party as it's an extension of the people who are getting married. And you've got people on stage with horns and rocking out. If they can engage the people, the guests there, it's great. And if you have a DJ, you're basically one step away from like an iPod shuffle. I mean, how personal is that?
So you've heard me DJing then.
Well, Mike, isn't that if you're DJing a wedding, doesn't that personal connection, isn't it equally important to you as the DJ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As soon as you set up, it's a nonstop stream of people coming up to you. First of all, if they see you with an LP record, a lot of people have never seen one of those before these days. So they're like, wow, what's that? What are you going to do with that? But, people constantly approach you and say, more of this, more of that. Or they just want to look through your records or anything else.
So what is the advantage of hiring a DJ as opposed to hiring a band where you have multiple guys and gals and as Jamie says, you know, they're all trying to make some kind of connection?
Right. Well, I think if you hire a band, you are really only interested in one somewhat narrow area of music. And if that's really what you want, then great. And if you find the right band, great. But with the DJ, he or she can respond to however the situation changes, whether the party starts off a certain way. Like, you always over-prepare for a DJ engagement because you don't know how a party is going to go. And eventually some guests will leave, the nature of the group of people who want to dance changes, and then you respond and change direction.
Jamie, isn't that, the band
I think that's
plays?
True of a band, too. I think a band can react to a situation because there's a bunch of people on stage. They can sense what's happening on the dance floor. I think that, you know, a band can sense the room and basically choose songs to cover or original songs or... You can vary it. You can have like a rock band do your wedding and it's a whole other scenario. And there's like a huge New York wedding band, the Dexter Lake Band, that was, you know, profiled in the New York Times that is this, you know, highly sought after kind of experience where you're actually getting kind of this show and this like, it's a momentous occasion. It's your wedding. You want people to take away like great memories, bad memories, polyester suits, whatever's up there. You know, it's a lot of fun.
But this Dexter Lake Club Band, they don't do the polyester suits.
No, they don't.
They?
I mean, they're on one end of the spectrum where they're very cool. They're skinny ties, they're black suits, and they're going to give you, you know, one of them toured with the French Kicks. Like, they're like New York band, but
this is New York wedding rock royalty is what you're trying to tell me.
Exactly.
This is the Dexter Lake Club Band. You should be so lucky.
Couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life.
not Tom Petty, but an amazing simulation from the Dexter Lake Club Band, their version of Tom Petty's American Girl. And as Jamie Lowe was just telling us, you know, this is a wedding band that sort of skirts a lot of the cheesy issues that are associated with that term, wedding band. But to you, Mike Wolf, I ask, don't you want, if you want to hear American Girl, do you want to hear someone else do it, or do you want to hear that original Tom Petty recording of it?
That second thing you just said. And it was they are an amazing simulation, but after a little bit, you are reminded that this is a simulation. And how long can you sit in a room while that band plays?
But one's sitting in a room, presumably, at a wedding reception. There's lots of stuff going on. People are dancing.
It's an event. It's like a momentous event where you have this food planned out. You're not going to call in fast food. You know, you're actually planning out a menu, and you have people are dressing up and they're going out, and it's like this occasion. So if you choose a band, it's like it's an extension of the night and this exciting sort of, you know, potentially great
sure
moment.
But if you choose a band, you are absolutely throwing in with what that band knows, and that's always going to be limited, and they're always going to play something in the same style. Maybe they mix styles up a little bit, but if the same players, it's really the same thing.
But it's not limited in the sense that there's like a computer on stage, or I mean, I would love to see a DJ get up there with a, you know, milk crate full of 45s and just scratch and mix it up and like only do records.
Scratching at a wedding?
That would be amazing.
Make sure I'm invited to that one. I'd like to hang out with that group.
That would be fantastic. But I think the majority of DJs at weddings really do sort of, you know, they meet with a couple, they choose a series of songs, and then they press shuffle or they kind of adjust to the mood.
Right. Well, maybe my experiences have been like, maybe I've been fortunate because the couples I've DJed weddings for are, you know, very open-minded. They have lots of ideas about, we want this area, not this, this area, not this. And they are, you know, very, very open-minded about, you know, allowing me to choose a lot of stuff to fill out space. And the party is constantly changing over a period of 3 or 4 hours. You know, you wouldn't think it was one DJ providing all the music. I mean, maybe I'm different than some of the standard rental wedding DJs.
Right. Like, well, it's also you're probably friends with the people who are doing the wedding, or you know them in some sort of personal sense.
In some cases, yes. But in other cases, no. I've just been referred by friends. And it's, you know,
I think actually a friend of mine who runs this event called Wedding Crashers had told me that when the DJs were playing, they had DJs and bands on display at various different times. When the DJs were playing, the room was full of people talking and chatting and doing what they do. The minute the bands came on, it was silent, and everybody wanted to hear them and sort of experience what they were playing. And it was this sort of incredible dichotomy between the two. And I do see the need.
But which of those do you want at your wedding reception?
I want a band.
Silence?
That's the thing. You do have to, if you go with a band, you are picking one. You know, I don't want to defuse this heated argument too much, but it really does come down to what kind of DJ you go with or what kind of band you go with. And I think the stereotypical wedding bands and even the stereotypical rental DJs, like if somebody came to me and said, we want to hire you to DJ our wedding and we really want to hear the Electric Slide, you know what, you're looking for somebody else possibly more expensive than me too, but if you want to hear that at your wedding, then
so
you're not looking
no
for
chi- no, no chicken size. Dance
oh dear. Well, I did
that's
have
so
I did have my most recent wedding, the bride really wanted to hear the Benny Hill theme song at her wedding, and I didn't know the name of it until this experience. You, John, you knew the name. And by the end of the reception, she came over and said, you haven't played it yet. I was like, you found me out. And I
but
put it on.
But you had it.
Of course. She wanted to hear it. So, of course, I had it. But if I had gotten away with not playing it, I would have been fine with that. But anyway, she wanted to hear it.
It's her wedding day.
Well,
that's all
okay,
she wanted.
She came over. She,
really?
No, she wanted other stuff, too. But she came over, asked for it. I put it on. And everybody went berserk and chased each other around just like the exactly. And they really tried to do it at double speed too, which was hysterical.
All right, we are debating, you know, June is upon us. It's wedding season. We're debating which is best for a wedding reception, a DJ or a live band. Jamie Lowe is definitely in the live band's corner. Mike Wolf has done some DJing at weddings himself and actually helped a couple select their song.
Yeah, on a couple of occasions.
And one of them was this song.
Yeah, Talking Heads.
From the band Talking Heads.
You wish you were me. I wish I was you. Don't you wake up, this dream will come true. And every dream has a name, and name
The song is Dream Operator from the band Talking Heads. And Soundcheck listeners, time for you to weigh in. Which do you prefer, a DJ or a live band? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Which do you want to hear the next time you're at a wedding reception? Or leave a comment at WNYC.org/soundcheck, and we'll get to your responses when we continue in just a moment, our Soundcheck Smackdown debate on wedding reception music. And then later on the show, live music from the Colombian-born harpist Edmar Castañeda. That's coming up later on Soundcheck.
Out today's Soundcheck blog.
You know, the DJ is a central part of most hip-hop groups, so some enterprising wedding bands might want to consider that model. The band plays live in the early part of the reception when the parents and their friends want to bust a move to the Alley Cat. Then the DJ takes over for the dance party that the wedding couple and their friends want later on.
For the rest of the story, visit the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.
No, that's not Al Green, but The Engagements, another New York-based wedding band. I'm John Schaefer, this is Soundcheck, and our Smackdown this week asks, which would you rather hear at your next wedding reception, a DJ or live music? We're joined again by Jamie Lowe, music writer and author, and Mike Wolfe, who has DJed a number of weddings himself and longtime music writer, too. And we have a number of callers on the line. And before we get to phone calls, let me just ask, Jamie, you actually mentioned you don't like the DJ because it's a step away from an iPod shuffle. What is wrong with just, you know, people have iPods loaded with music? Why not? Isn't that the cheap way to go, just to run an iPod through your reception?
I don't think anything's wrong with that, but I do think there's like, I mean, I think you can actually choose great music that you love and have a great night with that music. But I think a live band offers something unpredictable and unexpected, and sometimes it's really awful and amazing, and sometimes it's like the Dan Band, you know, in Wedding Crashers and the other Will Ferrell movie.
Old School.
And I mean, they've built a career as a rock band from being a bad wedding band.
Now, Mike, the iPod thing makes your skin crawl.
Well, I think any good DJ skin crawls the idea of that. But
because it puts you out of a job or what?
No, actually, for the same reason that a wedding band is, it's just sort of limiting. There's only so much. I mean, like Jamie said, if you put all of the best music that you would ever want to hear on there, and you really do want to go with a cheap way, there's really nothing wrong with it. You just have to be okay with it. But with a DJ, you do get the exact same sort of interaction that you just talked about as far as the person. And you said,
I don't think it's exactly the same.
No,
I mean, a full
exactly
band with horns is totally different than
someone
with a laptop.
I don't play the trumpet anymore, so there is that, there is
you
that
should
distinction.
Do both, and then this would be a moot conversation.
All right, let's see what some of our listeners have to say. Tiffany is joining us from Briarcliff Manor, and Tiffany has, in fact, gone the iPod route. Is that right, Tiffany?
Yes, I'm sorry, you guys. I did do the
Don't
iPod
apologize.
Route.
And
it was fabulous.
She can apologize.
Amazing.
Okay.
It was so awesome. I think that the venue that I had, it would have been horrible to have a DJ or a band. It just would have been too much.
Why?
I think that it's so cliche. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, there's like all that hokiness about it. And we just chose all the music we wanted, and it was sort of background music, and nobody felt compelled that they, you know, had to do anything like dance But if they wanted to, they could. It worked out so beautifully. And I must say that it was an iPod. The iPod was a gift for my wedding. So.
Okay.
So
somebody hit play, and then that was it. You were done as far as your responsibility for the music.
Yes, we hit play. We could turn it up. We could turn it down. Nobody felt compelled to dance. If they, you know, there was none of the cliche dances. It was just... But I also have to say our venue was very different and nothing, you know, we didn't have like the champagne toast or the cake cutting or any of that.
Are you sure it was a wedding?
I think dancing is part of the celebration. Like dancing should kind of, for me, that's kind of an essential in some ways. I think that an iPod or a DJ is great for the background sort of ambient music and is fine. But I think it's, you know, dancing is ultimate sort of form of showing a group celebration.
Yeah, but I think it's, as she said, you know, if you know the experience you're going to have and you know your space and you know the people who are going to be there, you pick mm-hmm. your events.
I mean,
Okay, well, let's move to New Jersey where Lisa is joining us on the line. And Lisa, what's your experience been?
Hi, my husband's from Ecuador and I'm an Italian-American. And when we have parties, our families and us, like, quite a variety of music.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the DJ at our wedding, we got everything. We got a flavor of every country. Whereas with a band, yes, you can get a little bit of both, but you're not going to get as much. And if we added more members to bring in more of the Latin flavor, then the bands wind up costing an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's discussed money yet either. Bands are much more expensive than a DJ.
Yeah,
and
I think
you get such a wide variety.
Yeah, my best payday at a wedding has to be 1/20th of what, I'm sorry, the first wedding band you played that was doing the Tom Petty cover.
Look, if you have a ton of money, get both. Like, DJs and bands would be great if you had limitless money.
If you have a ton of money, please get in touch immediately.
But what about, I mean, you know, I wasn't really being facetious with today's blog when I suggested why not a band that, like any hip-hop crew, has a DJ within it? And, you know, you start, the band comes out and plays, and they do their Alley Cat and their Hava Nagila and stuff, and then when the oldsters leave, you know, the DJ takes over.
I think that there's actually a lot of options to have that. I think you can have both, and there's groups that probably work with both a live band
exactly.
and a DJ.
Most DJs in a hip-hop band have a deep record collection and can, you know, go in a lot of different directions.
Right. Bob is joining us on the line from Mattituck, and Bob is a musician himself. I'm going to hazard a guess on which side of this debate you're coming down on, Bob. Are you pro-band?
No, of course not. I believe that there's an important point to be made here. When live music is done right, and it rarely is anymore, which is another point, the DJ can respond to a request by putting a recording on,
mm-hmm.
but the recording cannot respond to what's going on a dance floor. Only a live band can do that. Change the intensity of what you're doing. A song is not necessarily a song. How you play the song has a bearing on how people will react to it. I'm talking about musicians now that have been doing this for 40 years plus. I'm about 60. I started playing in bands when I was about 18 years old. So, you know, the Great American Songbook is one side of things. Playing with garage bands in the 60s puts a whole other side of things. I've played Greek music. I've played Latin music. When you put four or five musicians together who share these kind of, you know, paintings of colors and experience, I don't think there's a DJ on the planet that can come close to doing what a live band with real experience can produce.
Well said, Bob. Jamie's nodding her head, as you might expect. Is that what you meant before about, you know, kind of the live music experience?
Absolutely. There's an interaction. I also think there's something to be said with, you know, people have friends who are in bands and who can play at your wedding, and it's an extension of your group of, you know, the people that you're surrounded by in your community. I mean, I have a friend, Ethan Lipton, who plays with, you know, he has this sort of amazing orchestra, and he would be a fantastic wedding band.
And Mike?
Frankly, I was nodding my head at that caller, too. If you have that band, yeah, sure, that would be great, but... How many actual wedding bands are that experience?
You have
that
to find it. That's part of the process of planning an event.
There are many comments on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. You should check them out because many of them, in fact, are going to Mike's point. They are somewhat cautionary tales of how quickly a bad band can ruin a wedding or any event for that. Although there are also a few who say bad DJ will do exactly the same thing. I don't think there's any argument that...
No, of course.
Know. No, ultimately it's quality. You can have good and bad of both.
Yeah.
Mike, explain to us why we're ending the segment with Velvet Underground's I'll Be Your Mirror.
Oh, this was a really happy moment for me. I had a couple of friends, or the groom-to-be was a friend of mine, and they just didn't have a song. They didn't have a song that they shared in the relationship or that they got together over or anything like that. And we went back and forth, and I knew what their interests were. They were open-minded, and I pitched them a handful of songs, and I kept coming back to this one. I just thought it was very warm and sweet. It was short. It made for a really nice first dance. There was a very natural break in the middle for all of the family to join them, and it went over like great. People loved it.
And it's not necessarily the sound you would expect when you say the words Velvet Underground,
no,
Lou Reed,
etc.
I'll Be Your Mirror is the song, and we've been debating the eternal question, which is better at a wedding reception, a live band or a DJ? Check out some of the comments. There are some interesting ones on the Soundcheck page. And to Jamie Lowe, Mike Wolf, thank you both for coming back
thank
in and
you,
being
John.
With us on Soundcheck.
Show that you're home when you think the night is in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind.
Still to come, Edmar Castañeda talks about the unique spin he puts on contemporary jazz with his Colombian harp. He'll play live in our studio, coming up on Soundcheck.